This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the United States is boosting its donation of COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
At the General Assembly yesterday, UN Chief Antonio Guterres blasted the inequity of vaccine distribution as obscene, saying wealthy nations have plenty of doses, lower-income ones have few.
We passed the science test, but we are getting an F in ethics.
President Biden says the U.S. continues doing its part. After having already donated more doses than the rest of the world combined, he says it's buying another half billion Pfizer shots.
For every one shot we've administered to date in America, we have now committed to do three shots to the rest of the world.
At a virtual vaccine summit, he called on other nations to step up with donations, with a goal of vaccinating 70% of the world population by next September. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization says the number of new COVID-19 cases continued to fall last week, with 3.6 million new cases reported globally, down from 4 million new infections the previous week. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
Last week's drop marked the first substantial decline for more than 2 months, with falling COVID-19 cases in every world region. In its latest update on the pandemic released, WHO said there were major decreases in cases in two regions, a 22% fall in the Middle East and a 16% drop in Southeast Asia. The UN Health Agency said there were just under 60,000 deaths in the past week, a 7% decline. I'm Zaria Shakili.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has promised a strong response after several shots were fired at his principal aide's car on Wednesday in what a senior official called an assassination attempt. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
A volley of at least 10 bullets hit the car near the village of Lesniki, about 3 miles outside the capital, Kiev. Police say the driver was wounded, but the aide, Serhiy Shafir, survived unscathed. A criminal case of premeditated murder has been opened. Shafir is close to the president and leads a group of advisers. Zelensky said he did not know who was behind the attack.
What are these powers? It could be internal, maybe external. Saying hello to me with shots from the forest at my friend's car is a weakness. But the response will be strong.
The head of the president's political party has said that Russia could be behind the attack. But the Kremlin said suggestions of Russian involvement have nothing to do with reality.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. France will send its ambassador back to Washington next week after French President Emmanuel Macron and President Joe Biden agreed in a phone call Wednesday to meet next month over a submarine dispute. The Élysée Palace and the White House said in a joint statement the two heads of state have decided to open a process of in-depth consultations aimed at creating the conditions for ensuring confidence. The statement said Macron and Biden would meet at the end of October in Europe. In an unprecedented move, France recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia after the U.S., Australia, and Britain announced a new Indo-Pacific defense deal last week. As part of the pact, known as AUKUS, Australia would cancel a multi-billion dollar contract with France to buy conventional submarines and instead would buy nuclear-powered vessels from the United States. The United Nations has marked the 20th anniversary of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, which proposed methods to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. General Assembly President Abdullah Shahid said, sadly, that 2 decades after it was written, the doctrine is still being pursued.
We as a global community have not done enough to tackle the pervasiveness of racism, racial discrimination, intolerance, and xenophobia.
Adopted by consensus at the 2001 World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa, the DDPA addresses a wide range of issues and contains far-reaching recommendations and practical measures. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.